From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea confirming today it has conducted its second nuclear test this year. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yuki Amano, reacted.
I strongly urge the DPLK to implement fully all relevant resolutions of the UN Security Council and the IAEA.
Today is the 68th anniversary of the founding of North Korea, and in the past they have marked holidays by conducting nuclear and missile tests. You'll remember in March the UN imposed new sanctions on North Korea for defying resolutions banning development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva today. Another try at arranging a ceasefire in Syria. Mark Toner is Secretary Kerry's spokesperson.
I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Kerry and the Foreign Minister of Russia, Lavrov, have met several times over the past 2 weeks, but failed to finalize a ceasefire agreement. French police arresting three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks in connection with the discovery this week of a car containing gas cylinders near Paris's Notre-Dame Cathedral. Since the beginning of 2015, more than 200 people have been killed in France in terrorist attacks, 260 arrests this year in connection with terrorism. This is VOA News. President Obama is back in the U.S. after spending a number of days in Asia. In a news conference before departing Laos, Mr. Obama said he is proud to be the first U.S. president to meet with the leaders of all 10 ASEAN countries. He also spoke about the tensions over the South China Sea, which has been the focus of disagreements between nations in the region and China.
With respect to maritime issues, we'll continue to work to ensure that disputes are resolved peacefully, including in the South China Sea. The landmark arbitration ruling in July, which is binding, helped clarify maritime rights in the region. I recognize this raises tensions, but I also look forward to discussing how we can constructively move forward together to lower tensions and promote diplomacy and regional stability.
President Obama also struck a wistful tone at that news conference, saying he realized this is his last trip to Asia as president, and he remembered the years he spent in Indonesia as a child. Turning to U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton unleashed some of their harshest criticism about each other to date following a televised forum on national security that put each under a strong spotlight. Trump and Clinton will square off directly in their first presidential debate on September 26. There will be two more debates scheduled between now and the November 8 election. A spacecraft on a mission for the U.S. space agency NASA to retrieve material from the surface of a potentially dangerous asteroid has lifted off on a rocket from the U.S. state of Florida. Greg Redfern is with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
The asteroid that NASA is going to is called Bennu, and it is a near-Earth asteroid. It kind of hangs around in our neighborhood. It's a very special type of asteroid, one that we could call a carbonaceous asteroid, which means it's got a lot of carbon compounds in it, and will be able to really tell us an awful lot about the origin and history of our early solar system 4.5 billion years ago.
Now, the goal of the mission is to help NASA determine the threat that asteroids like Bennu might pose to us here on Earth. A new study is finding that instead of just one species of giraffes, there are four, with researchers saying that the genetic differences among the four kinds are similar to the differences between polar and brown bears. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.